Good morning. It's the 12th of May. Our middle reading today is Isaiah chapter 1. I'm going to read to you from a book by Brother Ray Willits called Mighty to Save. In his opening chapter, he relates Isaiah chapter 1 to the passage in Deuteronomy we've been reading over the last few days. I read, "The opening words of Isaiah are the opening words of the Song of Moses. Compare, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth," in Isaiah 1 verse 2, with Deuteronomy 32 verse 1. Why such an utterance? The result of their disobedience would, amongst other evils, be a scattering of Israel throughout the length and breadth of the earth. We read about this in Deuteronomy 28. Wherever on earth, in whatever land under the whole heaven they might be, the song would witness against them. Therefore, assemble unto me all the elders and officers, that I may speak these words in their ears, and call heaven and earth to witness against them. That's the RV rendering of Deuteronomy 31, verse 28. As yet, Judah had not been scattered, and there was still a faithful remnant amongst them when Isaiah began his ministry. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. In his great first chapter, Isaiah points to Moses' song, draws out its relevance for our own generation, and calls for repentance. But it is a powerful lesson for us too. We must learn God's word, apply its principles in our daily life, and allow it to work on our hearts and minds. Israel were God's children. He was their father. He, the Holy One of Israel, would, as the song taught in Deuteronomy, work out his purpose with the earth through them. He was the rock whom they could trust. But the blessings of God, the fertile land, the houses they had not built, the milk and honey, they had taken for granted, and, like an overfed cow, Jeshurun had waxed fat and kicked against the restrictions of God's law. They had become worse than the ox and the ass. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but my people doth not consider. Are we likewise so full of material blessings that they have won our affection, so that, like Israel, we worship other gods? If so, let us give ear to the song, "I will heap mischiefs upon them, I will spend mine arrows upon them," Deuteronomy 32, verse 23. Complete disaster could still be averted if only Isaiah could bring the truth of the song of witness to bear upon them. The mischiefs and arrows had already come. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence, and it is desolate. Therefore, with earnest, the Lord issues his appeal. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Of what use were their sacrifices, new moons and meetings, or many prayers, if they were but vain oblations? We may just as well close down our meeting rooms if our minds are empty and our hearts worldly. Cease to do evil, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Had not Moses spoken of these things as well as the others? Had he not taught them that true circumcision was of the heart? On such a foundation alone could they, and can we, come before God in thanksgiving and prayer. Thank you for listening.